Times of Contemplation and Dedication. Through late June and into July, James and Ellen White continued their ministry in Battle Creek. James, through his editorials and back-page notes in the Review, Ellen, with her writing, the two united in efforts in the Battle Creek Tabernacle Church. Often they repaired to the grove near their home for seasons of prayer. One particular occasion Ellen White especially remembered. While walking to the usual place for prayer, he stopped abruptly. His face was very pale, and he said, "A deep solemnity is upon my spirit. I am not discouraged, but I feel that some change is about to take place in affairs that concern myself and you. What if you should not live? Oh, this cannot be. God has a work for you to do. It continues so long that I feel much anxiety as to the result. I feel a sense of danger, and with it comes an unutterable longing for the special blessing of God, and assurance that all my sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. I confess my errors, and ask your forgiveness for any word or act that has caused you sorrow. There must be nothing to hinder our prayers. Everything must be right between us, and between ourselves and God. See also in memoriam. A sketch of the last sickness and death of Elder James White, p. 47. On one occasion, as Ellen White urged her husband to seek a field of labor where he would be released from the burdens that came to him in Battle Creek, he spoke of various matters that required attention before they could leave, duties that someone must do. Then with deep feeling he inquired, "Where are the men to do this work? Where are those who will have an unselfish interest in our institutions, and who will stand for the right, unaffected by any influence with which they may come in contact?" With tears he expressed his anxiety for the institutions in Battle Creek. He said, "My life has been given to the upbuilding of these institutions. It seems like death to leave them. They are as my children, and I cannot separate my interest from them. These institutions are the Lord's instrumentalities to do a specific work. Satan seeks to hinder and defeat every means by which the Lord is working for the salvation of men. If the great adversary can mold these institutions according to the world's standard, his object is gained. It is my greatest anxiety to have the right men in the right place. If those who stand in responsible positions are weak in moral power, and vacillating in principle, inclined to lead toward the world, there are enough who will be led. Evil influences must not prevail. I would rather die than live to see these institutions mismanaged, or turned aside from the purpose for which they were brought into existence." Uriah Smith, resident editor of the Review and Herald and James White's closest associate in the work of the church, had labored at his side for nearly three decades. Smith was well aware of the bruising conflicts, indeed, they had been out in the open for a year or two. He viewed the situation in the light of White's total dedication to the cause of God. Understandingly, he declared, "Some have thought that he was deficient in social qualities, and sometimes rigid, harsh, and unjust, even toward his best friends. But these feelings, we are persuaded, come from a failure to comprehend one of the strongest traits in his character, which was his preeminent love for the cause in which he was engaged. To that he subordinated all else, for that he was willing to renounce home and friends. No man would have been more glad than he to enjoy continuously the pleasures of domestic and social life, and the intercourse of friends, had he not thought that integrity to the cause called him to take a different course. But when this was the case, the voice of duty was first and all else was secondary. Some in whose natures this principle is lacking cannot comprehend the actions of a man who is governed by such motives. But how would any man be fitted, without such an element as this in his character, to be conservator of the interests of any cause whatever?" Ibid. 34. On July 8, Ellen White wrote 9 pages in defense of her husband, reviewing some history to set the record straight.